never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Happy, 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 happy Friday. Come on in. Welcome. We're right in the middle of Bike Week here in Daytona Beach, Florida. It's been a crazy week. I'm so proud of myself this week, too, because I made a point to put it on my calendar. Have you ever put something on your calendar to make sure you didn't do it? I know it's a weird way of thinking, but it worked for me. I did not want to see coleslaw wrestling again at the Cabbage Patch here in Daytona Beach. You know, I've seen it once. I didn't want to see it again. If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. Good news. I put it on my calendar, and I skipped that appointment. It was awesome. It was a decision I made. We're talking decisions today. I'm going to give you a tool I learned from my mom initially, then later on, about 20, 25 years later, I actually learned what she was teaching me had been really taught by some very smart people later on, something called quantum linguistics. I use it all the time to help get unconfused. You can use it too. Hang on for the ride. We're going to do it today. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day since 2006. 4,785 episodes. I had a gentleman call me 2 days ago. Hey man, I saw you had like almost 5,000 episodes. Can I get my hands on the archive? So I just feel like I want to binge it for a couple of weeks. A couple of years maybe. Oh my God. I don't even know if I have them all. And no, they're not available. And my God, don't do that to yourself. If you're new and you're just starting the show, they're every single day. We change all the time. All topical, all current. Everything is, I never repeat a show ever. So start today. And keep up today. It's the best way you can do it. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. You might have heard I have an event coming up called Do What You Love, Even If You Hate It, the Face Your Passion Workshop. We are going to teach you a little bit about, actually a lot about, passion, purpose, meaning, and legacy, and work through it a little bit to get you to discover a little passion maybe you didn't know you had today. Kind of get your mind changed a little bit, okay? Two presentations, March 14th, 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. You can come to both, just register one time. Go to faceyourpassion.com, get registered, and read all about it right there, and then we'll see you on Thursday, March 14th. Fridays always ask a very simple question. This is a powerful question. I only ask it to you once a week, and I feel a little bit nasty for doing that. Nasty in a way that I should be asking you 5 days a week. Maybe nasty is not the word, but I used it. I should be asking you 5 days a week, because I actually ask this question to myself 5 days a week. My question is, how do I want to feel? It's a powerful question, and here's what happens. When you ask it 5 days a week, you spot patterns. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever been a kind of person who maybe had lost some weight? There's a strong, strong possibility. The answer to that is yes. Have you ever been that kind of person and you're watching the scale and then somebody says to you, usually a skinny person, don't weigh yourself every day? That's how you get all upset and it freaks you out and you don't lose weight. That's a complete lie and it's been proven by science these days. See, here's what happens. When you weigh yourself every single day, you see the patterns in your body. You see the water retention. You see when you got a high BCI, body crap index. You can figure that one out yourself. You can see all these little issues. You can figure out that when you get up in the morning, you're skinnier and lighter than when you go to bed at night, when suddenly you're, what did I have today that caused me to do that? Same thing when you ask a question, how do I want to feel 5 days a week? I do it Monday through Friday in the morning. And every single day I get a different answer. But the magic happens when you do it. Because after 5, 6, or maybe 10 times, you spot trends. You see patterns. You see that you're actually wanting to feel a certain way, and you're thinking, well, I keep saying I want to feel this way, but I'm not feeling this way. Now we're on to something. We become aware of what's happening in our life. So at the end of this program, just kick your head back, kick your feet up, ask yourself that question, how do I want to feel? Treat it like meditation or prayer. Open up, receive the answer, and then do it again tomorrow. I promise it's a good decision. Speaking of decisions, have you ever noticed how forward momentum completely stops when you can't make a decision? Come on, make a decision, somebody, please. No doubt about it, the ability to make a decision, it's a power skill. It is worth developing. I'm pretty good at it. I make fast decisions after I've had a chance to think about it for a while, which is the way I think most people do it. If somebody makes a fast decision, they just have more experience, more wisdom, or they thought about it more, they can move faster than you. If you're taking your time, you just don't have that wisdom. We're going to help with that today. So my mom taught me a lesson. I grew up in a little town. I grew up in Manassas, Virginia. It's not so little anymore. It was little back in the late 60s when my parents moved there. But I couldn't wait to get out. I was gone by I was 18. I did everything there. I did elementary and I did middle school and did high school. I didn't do jail. Didn't do that, no. But I had a focus, man. I had an adventure to live and I had to make a decision. So my focus was to become a top-rated, highly personal, and very, very successful radio DJ, as my mom would call it. She calls it DJ. I have no idea why. Making lots of money in a big market. I did that for a lot of years. And I finally said, well, I don't want to do that. I want to do something else. Just keep the money part. That'd be awesome. So the day came that I decided that I had to figure out how to get my career started. Now, a lot of choices will walk in the door to a radio station and say, put me on the air. Or go to college and say, I'm going to go on the air. Or maybe do what I did. I'll go to a trade school. The problem was I had to decide which school to go to. And this particular trade school had two locations. One was in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And the other was in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I had to figure out which one I was going to go to. It was so difficult to do. Snow versus sand and sun. I was really working it. The reality was it should have been easy, but it was still confusing because it was a big step into my career. Now, ultimately, I decided to go down to Fort Lauderdale, which is where I met my first wife. It was an awesome place to go. A great, great, great experience. But my mom had to get me through this initial decision. And the way she did this was to use her legal secretary skills, her stolen legal pad, and her stolen pens from the office, I'm positive. So she pulled out those stolen items and she said, here, let's draw a picture. Let's draw a line down the center of this page. You've seen it 100 times, maybe down at 1,000. It's a pro and con list. Piece of paper in front of you, vertical line down the center of the page, pros on one side, cons on the other. Right? That's what goes there. I hate those things. I get so confused by those things. It never works. Hard to make a decision that way. But that wasn't going to happen this time because my mom had a better idea. Rather than figure out what was positive, what was negative about this stuff, what was really going on, we were going to go a little bit deeper. And something I learned later on to be known as quantum linguistics. In other words, messing with words to make you think differently.
So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
So, I should not be doing this on an audio podcast. You're going to drift off. So try to remember this. And if you need to, just listen back later on and get the details of this if you're in the car or something and pull this out and try it. But I'll explain it the best I can, given that I don't have a TV screen in front of me. Number one, you're going to draw that vertical line down the center of the page, top to bottom. And then you're going to draw a horizontal line from left to right down the center of the page, going horizontal. So you end up with four quadrants, four boxes on the page. That's what my mom did the very first time. So instead of the pro and con thing, the top left quadrant is going to ask this question. What would happen if I did? The top right quadrant, I should say. What wouldn't happen if I did? So what would happen if I did? What wouldn't happen if I did? Easy enough? Got that figured out? It's on your little post-it note right now, isn't it? I know it is. So now we're going to drop down to the bottom of the page and do the other side of this. Now, on the top side, what would happen if I did and what would happen if I didn't are fairly easy. You're going to very quickly come up with answers to those two. That's the pro and con thing. It's kind of confusing. When we get to the bottom is when it gets kind of interesting. Again, we're playing a couple of word games here to mess with your brain a little bit, get you thinking differently. So the bottom left quadrant, what wouldn't happen if I did? On the bottom right, what wouldn't happen if I didn't? Now, I've got to caution you. When you ask the first two questions, the top quadrants, what would happen if I did? What would happen if I didn't? It's very easy to go down to the bottom and just kind of reverse the answers. Please don't do that. Shake your brain around. Give it a chance to come up with something new and different. Open yourself up to it. Clarity will emerge. The fear is going to go away. Excitement's going to take over. It's going to happen. So let me go through it one more time so you can get this. And again, I apologize for this. It really truly is like doing algebra on a podcast when we start doing stuff like this. But it's worthy of this. So if you can remember, I want you to do it this way. Piece of paper, vertical line down the middle, horizontal line across. Got four boxes. What would happen if I did? on the top left. What wouldn't happen? What would happen if I didn't on the right side? On the bottom, what wouldn't happen if I did? And on the right side, what wouldn't happen if I didn't?
That's hard to do.
But I promise you, if you'll take the time to draw those four little boxes, what would happen if I did? What would happen if I didn't? What wouldn't happen if I did? What wouldn't happen if I didn't? Dive in with any question you have and watch how your brain starts to scramble. Stick with it a couple of minutes, because when you do, you're going to turn around and figure out that you figured something out. And life is all about figuring stuff out. That's probably the best advice I've given all day, huh? All about figuring stuff out. Yes, officer, I'm trying to figure out how to drive the speed limit. I don't get it. Yes, honey, I'm trying to figure out why I didn't buy you flowers. I just can't figure it out. Life is so interesting. FaceYourPassion.com. Get registered for my event. I'll see you Monday on the Daily Boost. Bye.
Keep moving.